Today on Wings, radio producer Indu Ramesh and her team visit a Women Farmers Seed Saving Collective in the southwest Indian state of Karnataka.
In India, conventional agriculture is the traditional agriculture without the use of these harmful chemicals. Whereas in the West, when you say conventional agriculture, it means the industrial model of agriculture. Alternative agriculture is this we have been doing traditionally.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Tana 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 tadina tandana tana dina tandana ta tandana na tana na tandana ta tandana na tana na bhumi taige bagge sharanendu bhumi taige bagge sharanendu bhumi ತಾಯಿಗೆ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಶರಣೆಂದು ಭೂಮಿ ತಾಯಿಗೆ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಶರಣೆಂದು
ಹಲೋ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇಂದು ರಮೇಶ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಂಗಲೋರ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಟು ದ ಶೋ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಿಮೆನ್ ವಿಮೆನ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ವಿಮೆನ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ನೋವೇಟಿವ್ ವಿಮೆನ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಆಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಟ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಸೆಟ್ಟರ್ಸ್
ಎಂಥ ರೂಪ ನೋಡು ಬೀಜದ ಸೊಬಗ ತುಂಬಿ ಸುಸ್ತಾವ ಮನಿ ಮನಿಯೊಳಗ ತುಂಬಿ ಸುಸ್ತಾವ ಮನಿ ಮನಿಯೊಳಗ ಹಿಗ್ಗಿನ ಹೋರಾಟವನ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಯ ಕಾಲ ಹಿಗ್ಗಿನ ಹೋರಾಟವನ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಯ ಕಾಲ ಮಲ್ನಾಡ್ ಮೇಳವ ಮಾಡಿ ಹೊಡೆದರು ಡೋಲ ಹೊಡೆದಾರು ಡೋಲ ಭೂಮಿ ತಾಯಿಗೆ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಶರಣೆಂದು ಭೂಮಿ ತಾಯಿಗೆ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಶರಣೆಂದು ಭೂಮಿ ತಾಯಿಗೆ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಶರಣೆಂದು ಭೂಮಿ ತಾಯಿಗೆ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಶರಣೆಂದು
ದ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಬಿಗ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿತ್ ಅ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಫುಲ್ ಒಬೀಸನ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ಮದರ್ ಅರ್ಥ್ The song explained how the organization Vanastri is involved in collecting and preserving seeds. The singer herself, a member of Vanastri, composed the song. Vana in Sanskrit is forest, Stri is a woman. The name is appropriate for we are talking about an organization set up by women from little villages or farms in the forest. These women are farmers, vegetable growers, housewives who believe that nature provides us with ample sustenance and we should learn to respect the nature and the natural. The song also tells us about Malnad Mela Fair organized by Vanastri. I'll get my young friend Smita Ramanathan to describe the atmosphere at the Mela.
It was a small fair, very businesslike, with women at the various stalls selling everything from seeds and tubers to ready-made garments. The very urban crowd at the fair seemed to be keen on getting everything from forest honey to huge tubers. There was a smell of something delicious being cooked at one of the stalls, and a queue had already formed at another to get a special kind of tea with herbs. The fair, minus the merry-go-round and the shooting gallery, was busy. We went round and found out more about Vanastri, the organizer of the fair. Vanastri is based in Shirsi, a small town in the heart of the Western Ghats at a height of 1940 feet, that is some 600 odd meters above the Arabian Sea. The town is about 50 kilometers from the coast. Spread over an area of just 4.37 square miles, Shirsi has a population of a little over 100,000. The climate is influenced by the monsoon. It receives one of the heaviest rainfalls in the world. There are waterfalls, wild animals, and tropical vegetation around, even in this day of deforestation.
So, if everything is so good, why do women have to take up the kind of work they are doing? From horticulture to beekeeping to seed collection to making preserves, making ready-made garments, to make old clothes into quilts called kaudis.
Indu, what are kaudis?
I must explain that to you, Smita. Kaudi is a bedspread or a tablecloth made out of old clothes and patchwork covering the entire cloth. Looking at it, I remembered how thrift has been a quality among women, especially Indian women. Nothing is thrown away, everything is reused and recycled. Sunita Rao, the founder, walked us through the life of Vanastri. She told us about herself. Listening to her, even a radio person like me and my friends were just left wondering where she gets the kind of energy that is needed for this work.
I'm an ecologist by training, but I realized early on that my pure scientific training was not going to bring me any meaning or going to do society any good for the kind of person I was. So for the last 24 years, I've actually been working on a lot of applied environmental issues, mainly conservation education and women and their role in small-scale food production systems.
Sunita, in this age of overuse of chemical fertilizers and the GM foods making news for all the wrong reasons, how do you even think of going back to organic food or collection and sharing of seeds? Do you think this is going to make an impression on the society?
Where we live in the Western Ghats of India, considered to be one of the 8 hottest biodiversity spots in the world, is where you have old agrarian communities practicing agroforestry and horticulture and have been doing it for centuries. The group I work with are traditional seed savers. It's nothing new. It's just that they had not come together as a group and realized the value of their seed saving. That there's been a lot of erosion in other communities where people have forgotten to save seeds, have lost the old varieties, and are dependent on company-produced hybrid seeds and the Green Revolution way of farming and gardening, which means a very high input of chemical fertilizers and synthetic pesticides. So all we are doing is organizing people into collectives, endorsing the women's, you know, the worth of women's knowledge and the expertise they have, and bringing it to other groups of people, both rural and urban, men, women, youth and children.
Sunita, how do you start collecting the seeds? Does it mean that every farmer, every horticulturist brings the seeds and you keep a bank? Or how does it really work?
The way we have been working is every household has this tradition of seed saving whenever they grow a crop. And in our case, we largely work with small-scale food production systems, home gardens. And we call them forest home gardens because we live in the middle of forests. So forests are a very intrinsic part of this home garden system. So any crop that is grown, the best fruits are kept aside to be used as seed producers. The best one is kept aside for the seeds it contains. And these are saved, they're dried or often preserved in the gourd or the lady's finger itself, and then sown again. Seeds have also been exchanged and gifted traditionally, and this is how seed saving happens in a very simple level in households. The way we have been working, the way we've organized the women is, we've realized that there is a landscape level community seed bank. With this kind of effort, cumulatively, what it amounts to is a landscape level seed bank which is not a cryogenic facility, which is what a traditional, a conventional high-tech seed bank is about, but it is, you know, a seed bank across the ecoregion where every household is participating in keeping the seed bank alive.
Sunita, I don't want to go into the politics of the agriculture practice in India, but still, can this kind of a thing feed the billion and billion odd people of this country?
This is a question that we get asked very often. Not just get asked, it's just flung at us. We are challenged and often also told that this is not going to work. We are a very small outfit, but it is our belief that we are providing living solutions and working answers to many of the problems that beset our society, including malnourishment, adequate production of food, and the powerful role that women are playing unrecognized. Women have become invisibilized in our agricultural scene, and only when all of these come together will really the answers become convincing. And the answers are not through words, but really through all the work and action that's happening, that in a sense a radio program like this will serve to highlight. When you say fertilizers have been, you know, are as old as the history of agriculture, because you need to maintain the health of the soil, and traditionally soil has been considered to be a living entity, and also people have been formulating plant growth boosters. But the use of synthetic fertilizers really started around the Second World War, when chemicals left over from the production of ammunition were used to produce nitrogen-based fertilizers. Mm-hmm. So in India, for the last 50 years, we have been using these fertilizers. And along with those, the pesticides have also come in. So it's really pretty recent. And with the coming of the Green Revolution, there has been a tremendous increase in the use of synthetic pesticides and fertilizers. The incidence of cancer, I've been reading, and you know, there's been empirical data to prove that it's increasing tremendously. And one big cause is the increased and enhanced use of chemical pesticides, an indiscriminate use, and it's a very dangerous trend. So with all the good intentions, it's very important that there's good amount of training and exposure to these so-called new methods of farming. In India, the interesting thing is conventional agriculture is the traditional agriculture without the use of these harmful chemicals. Whereas in the West, when you say conventional agriculture, it means the industrial model of agriculture. Alternative agriculture is what we have been doing traditionally. So if a Western audience is listening to it, to this show, it's an important point to take into account. The community we work with is involved 100%. And when you think of involvement, you have to think of it as a kind of layered involvement. So there are some people who have to tend to their farms, have their families to look after, have a lot of social obligations. So their involvement is at the level of growing their crop, saving seeds and bringing it in. There are others who are concerned about the coming in of genetically modified crops and are looking at that. There are yet others who are saying, how do we integrate the role of women and society with agriculture and food? And there are yet others who are able to converse in Kannada with people like Vandana Shiva. Vandana Shiva visited our office. 3 or 4 of the women were there with her, and they asked very pertinent questions. And then there's the level where one is responding and networking at the regional, national and international level. So it's very important that all the people whose responses are at all the levels are given their due credit and response. It's not that one is any less than the other. And this is a very nuanced approach that we have learned to take over the years.
Sunita, I think you are one of the very first to begin this culture of seed collection. Are there any other organizations in India which are doing this kind of work?
I would like to say I am not the first. Vanastri is not the first. It's a small initiative, first for that area. But there are many, many seed stalwarts in India from who are, you know, we tend to look upon as our gurus. And, you know, they keep guiding us. And we have a lot of lessons to learn from them. Initiatives are there all over India. And it's picking up now, much more than ever. And because of social media tools, we are able to hear of this in the remote regions that we are from. For instance, many of us are not even in the range of a phone. I had to stand upon a pillar and make calls to be in range on my farm to actually reach out to people, to newspapers, to put out the notice to come for this Mela. That's how we work. There is a revival. Very strong voices which are rising. And today, India stands in a unique position because we still control something. Farmers and gardeners are still controlling something like 70% of the seeds. Only 30% are company controlled. Whereas in places like Africa, that is not, it's been completely taken over. People have lost sovereignty over their seeds. And so, there is still hope if we can overcome the tide. And there are people like Suman Sahai and Vandana Shiva and others who are working to see that the Seed Act doesn't go against the interest of the farmers.
Sunita, please introduce that lady who is about to start cutting that huge cucumber. The cucumber looks like one of those, the biggest in size I have seen at least.
Yes, you can talk to Shyamala.
Shyamala Hegde, who composed and sang the song that you heard in the beginning, tells us about her work in Vanastri and about her life.
ನಮ್ಮ ಹಳೆಯ ತರಕಾರಿಗಳನ್ನ ಉಳಿಸೋದಕ್ಕೆ ಬೆಳೆಸೋದಕ್ಕೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಕಡೆ ಅಷ್ಟೇ ಅಲ್ಲ ಇನ್ನೊಂದು ಕಡೆಗೂ ಅದನ್ನು ಪ್ರಚಾರ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು ಬೆಳೆಸಬೇಕು ಅಂತ ಆ ಉದ್ದೇಶದಿಂದ ನಾವು ಅದನ್ನು ಶುರು ಮಾಡಿದ್ವಿ ನಾವು ಗಂಡ ಹೆಂಡತಿ ಇಬ್ಬರು ಮಕ್ಕಳು ತೋಟ ಇದೆ ಗದ್ದೆ ಇದೆ ತರಕಾರಿ ಅಂತೂ ಬಹುಶಃ ವರ್ಷದಲ್ಲಿ ಏನೋ ಒಂದೆರಡು ಸಲ ನಾವು ಪೇಟೆಯಿಂದ ತರಕಾರಿ ತರೋದೇನ ಇಲ್ಲ ಅಂದರೆ ಪ್ರತಿ ವರ್ಷನೂ ನಾನು ನನ್ನ ಹೆಮ್ಮೆ ಆಗ್ತದೆ ಅದು ಹೇಳ್ಕೊಳ್ಳಿಕ್ಕೆ ನನ್ನ ತರಕಾರಿ ನಾನೇ ಬೆಳ್ಕೊಳ್ಳೋದು
Shyamala, a housewife, a member of Vanastri since beginning. As Vanastri started, she also grew with Vanastri and she has contributed a lot of things to Vanastri. Says, the main aim of Vanastri is to preserve the traditional and the old age vegetables and the seeds of it, and not only preserving, also we distribute to the other people also so that they can use it and they can use their own vegetables for their purpose.
ಮನೆಗೆ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ನಾವು ಋತುಮಾನಕ್ಕೆ ತಕ್ಕಂತೆ ತರಕಾರಿ ಬೆಳಿಬೇಕಾಗ್ತದೆ ಚಳಿಗಾಲದಲ್ಲಿ ಬೇರೆ ತರಕಾರಿ ಬೆಳಿತೀವಿ ಮಳೆಗಾಲದಲ್ಲಿ ಬೇರೆ ತರಕಾರಿ ಬೇಸಿಗೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಬೆಳೆ ಬೇರೆ ಬೇರೆ ತರಕಾರಿ ಅಂತ ಆಯಾ ಋತುಮಾನದಲ್ಲೂ ಆಯಾ ತರಕಾರಿ ತಿನ್ನಬೇಕು ಅಂತ ಏನು ನಮ್ಮ ಹಿಂದಿನವ್ರು ಮಾಡಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಆ ರೀತಿಯಾಗಿ ಅದನ್ನು ಉಳಿಸ್ಕೊಂಡು ಬೆಳೆಸ್ಕೊಂಡು ಹೋಗ್ಬೇಕಂತ ಆಯಾ ಋತುವಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಆಯಾ ತರಕಾರಿ ಬೆಳೆದೇ ಬೆಳಿತೇನೆ ಇನ್ನು ಹೊಸ ಹೊಸದಾಗಿ ಕ್ಯಾಬೇಜು ಇಂಥದ್ದೇನಿದೆ ಏನು ಔಷಧಿಯನ್ನು ಹಾಕಿ ಬೆಳೆಯುವಂಥ ತರಕಾರಿ ಅದನ್ನು ನಾನು ಬೆಳೆಯೋದು ಭಾಳ ಕಡಿಮೆ ಹಾಕಿದ್ರು ಕೂಡ ಔಷಧಿ ಅಂತೂ ಹಾಕೋದಿಲ್ಲ ಬರೇ ದಡ್ಡಿ ಗೊಬ್ಬರ ಹಾಕಿ ಬೆಳೆಸ್ತೇನೆ ತರಕಾರಿಗೆ
ದಡ್ಡಿ ಗೊಬ್ಬರ ಹಾಕಿದ್ರೆ ಈ ಹೊಸ ತರಕಾರಿಗಳೆಲ್ಲ ಬೆಳೆಯುತ್ತಾ
ಆಗುತ್ತೆ ಖಂಡಿತವಾಗೂ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ ನಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಇದೇ ಹೀಗೆ ಬಂದರೂ ಬೇಕಾದರೂ ತೋರಿಸ್ತೇನೆ ಭಾಳ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಬಂದಿದೆ ತರಕಾರಿ ಎಲ್ಲ
ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಹರ್ ಹೋಮ್ ದೇ ಗ್ರೂ ವೆಜಿಟೇಬಲ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಯೂಸ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವೆಜಿಟೇಬಲ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಔಟ್ ದ ಇಯರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಶಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದೇ ಗ್ರೋ ದ ವೆಜಿಟೇಬಲ್ಸ್ As the season changes, they have different vegetables for different seasons. And mainly 99% of the time they use the homegrown vegetables, not from the market. And she says they also grow the other vegetables which needs the chemical compost or something. Still, they without using the chemicals or the compost, and they use the organic compost and grow the vegetables like cabbage or chili or something. And she's very happy that they are doing a good job with Vanastri.
Dr. Pratibha Joshi, who translated Shyamala's interview in the regional language to English, looked like any other modern girl we see in the metro city of Bangalore. But she turned out to be a naturopath, trained in acupuncture, natural medicine for various illnesses and is working in a clinic treating patients.
We met a lady dressed like others in a sari with typical jewels in her ears, nose and the sacred bindi, the red dot married women wear on their forehead. But she definitely did not look Indian with her very African looks. Sunita told us the tale of this community of Siddhis which came to India with the Portuguese. Let us listen to that story.
ನನ್ನ ಹೆಸರು ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಸಿದ್ದಿ ಮತ್ತಿಗಟ್ಟಿಂದ ಬಂದಿದ್ದೇನೆ ನಾನು ಸಿರ್ಸಿಯಿಂದ
ಸಿರ್ಸಿಯಿಂದ ಎಷ್ಟು ದೂರ ನಿಮ್ಮ
ಸಿರ್ಸಿಯಿಂದ
ನೋಡ್ಕೊಂಡು
ಸಿರ್ಸಿಯಿಂದ 49 kilometers ಹ್ಯಾರಿಗಿದ್ರು ನಾವು ನಾವಿದ್ದಲ್ಲಿ ತುಂಬ ಕಾಡು ಕಾಡಲ್ಲೇ ನಮ್ಮ ಜೀವನ ನಡೆಯೋದು ಹಿಂಗೆ ಪಟ್ಟಣ ಬಾಜಾರ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತಿಲ್ಲ ಅಷ್ಟೆಲ್ಲ
ಮನೇಲಿ ಇದೇನು ಒಂದು ಗುಂಪಿದ್ದೀರಾ ಇಲ್ಲ ಬರೀ ನೀವು ಮಾತ್ರ ಇದ್ದೀರಾ ಎಷ್ಟು ಜನ ಇದ್ದೀರಿ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಯವರೇ ಎಷ್ಟು ಜನ ಇದ್ದೀರಿ ಅಲ್ಲಿ
10 kutumba ಇದೆ ನಮ್ಮದು ಇಲ್ಲಿ ನಮ್ಮ ಕಾಡಲ್ಲಿ 10 kutumba ಹೇಳಬೇಕಂದ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಸುನೀತ ಕನೇ ಕಾರಣ ಇಷ್ಟೆಲ್ಲ ಪರಿಚಯ ಇಲ್ಲ ಆಗಿತ್ತು ನಮಗೆ ನಾವು ಕೂಲಿ ಮಾಡೋ ಮನೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಇವ್ರಿಗೆ ಹೋಗ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಿದ್ರು ಇವರೆಲ್ಲ ಹೋದಾಗ ನಾವು ಇವ್ರಿಗೆ ಮಾತು ಸಮೇತ ಆಡೋದಿಲ್ಲ ಆಗಿದ್ರು
People have been researching the history of the Siddhis and a lot of facts have emerged in recent times. The Siddhis are believed to have been brought by the Portuguese on their ships as slaves to India and presumably from one of the countries of the west coast of Africa. And they were left behind here. One group of them radiated into Gujarat where they prospered very well. And they actually still remember some of their dances and the Siddhi dances from the Gujarat Siddhi groups, their dances are quite famous. One group radiated, stayed on in Goa and a whole other group came towards North Canara district.
In Karnataka.
In Karnataka, what was then the Bombay Presidency which eventually became Karnataka. So you could say that their history here is about maybe 250 to 300 years old. They are of African origin, they have still retained very strong Negrito features. But they've adapted to Indian ways in terms of wearing a sari, wearing a bindi. And whether they are Christians or Muslims or Hindus, all their names are succeeded by Siddhi. And the Siddhi community that we work with, they're 10 families. They stay deep in the heart of the, in the belly of the Western Ghats. And very strongly linked with the forest and its ways. They've been definitely a marginalized community, and as Lakshmi Siddhi herself said, she was even, you know, afraid of talking to us when we went to one of the houses where she worked. And it's taken a good 7 years to actually gain their trust and friendship. And today they move with a great deal of confidence with the so-called upper caste communities as well, and they're willing to, you know, voice their opinions. And I think beyond seeds and conservation and all of that, this is a very important achievement we see with this small group of women. And in turn, we have also increasingly started working with them, women.
Lakshmi's generation has almost forgotten their beginnings in India. And she proved it by singing a song to the elephant-headed Hindu god in the local languages, Marathi and Konkani.
ಗಣಪತಿ ರೇ ಗಣುರಾಯ ಹಾ ಹೋ ರಂಗ ರಂಗ ಮುಗೆ ಅನಿ ಹಾ ಹೋ ರಂಗ ರಂಗ ಮುಗೆ ಅನಿ ಬಸನು ಟೊಂಪುಗಡಿ ಗಲಕ ಮುಗೆ ಅನಿ ಬಸನು ಟೊಂಪುಗಡಿ ಗಲಕ ಮುಗೆ ಹಾ ಹೋ ರಂಗ ರಂಗ ಮುಗೆ ಅನಿ ಹಾ ಹೋ ರಂಗ ರಂಗ ಮುಗೆ ಅನಿ ಗುಗುನ್ ಪುಗಡಿ ಗಲ್ತ ಮುಗೆ ಅನಿ ಗುಗುನ್ ಪುಗಡಿ ಗಲ್ತ ಮುಗೆ ಅನಿ ಹಾ ಹೋ ರಂಗ ರಂಗ ಮುಗೆ ಹಾ ಹೋ ರಂಗ ರಂಗ ಮುಗೆ ಅನಿ ಕಾಲೆನ್ನ ಎಲ್ಲೋತೋ ಅನಿ ಕಾಲೆನ್ನ ಎಲ್ಲೋತೋ
Manorama Joshi is from a family of farmers. She works with her husband in the fields and the garden around the house. She says it is only natural for them to be working on the land. She is happy that Vanastri has been able to get the women to take responsibility for what used to be a male activity. Her interview in Kannada is also translated by Pratibha.
ನಾನು ಮೂಲತಃ ಒಬ್ಬ ಕೃಷಿಕ ಮನೆತನದ ಗೃಹಿಣಿ. ಮೊದಲಿಗೆ ನಾನು ಮನೆ ಕೆಲಸ, ಮಕ್ಕಳು ನೋಡಿಕೊಳ್ಳೋದು, ಸಾಂಸಾರಿಕ ಬದುಕಿನಲ್ಲಿದ್ದೆ. ಮಕ್ಕಳು ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ದೊಡ್ಡವರಾಗೋ ಹೊತ್ತಿಗೆ ನನಗೆ ಸುನೀತಾ ಅವರ ಪರಿಚಯ ಆಯಿತು. ನಮ್ಮಿಬ್ಬರಲ್ಲಿ ಕೆಲವೊಂದು ಸಮಾನ ಆಸಕ್ತಿಗಳಿದ್ದವು. ಅವರು ಪರಿಸರಕ್ಕೆ ಸಂಬಂಧಪಟ್ಟ ಈ ನಾಟಿ ಬೀಜ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಣೆಯ ಕೆಲಸದಲ್ಲಿ ಶುರು ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡು ಒಂದೆರಡು ಮೂರು ವರ್ಷ ಆಗಿತ್ತು.
I'm privileged to translate my mother's words as I know the feelings of my mother. She said she's from an agricultural family, so I do. She said she was a normal housewife who used to take care of her family, her friend, her kids and her husband in her earlier marriage life. Later on, as her kids grew up, she came to know about Sunita Rav, who came to Shirsi to live and to do something in organic farming and to preserving the traditional seeds or something. She was into those work. And as they both came to know about each other, they found some common interest in them. So, which led to a good friendship in both of them. And later on, they thought they can do something about the traditional seeds preservation and something about the village women.
ಸಮಾನ ಆಸಕ್ತಿ ಇರೋದ್ರಿಂದ ನಾವು ಬಹುಬೇಗ ಗೆಳತಿಯರಾದ್ವಿ. ಅವರ ಕೆಲಸಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ನಾನು ಕೈ ಜೋಡಿಸಿದೆ. ದಿನನಿತ್ಯದ ಕೆಲಸದ ಜೊತೆ ಏನಾದರೂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯೇಕವಾಗಿ ಸಮಾಜಕ್ಕೆ ಒಳ್ಳೆಯದಾಗುವಂಥ ಕೆಲಸದಲ್ಲಿ ತೊಡಕೊಳ್ಬೇಕು ಅನ್ನೋದು ನನ್ನ ಬಾಲ್ಯಕಾಲದಿಂದಲೂ ಇರೋವಂಥ ಕನಸಾಗಿತ್ತು. ಹಾಗಾಗಿ ನಾವಿಬ್ಬರೂ ಸೇರಿ ಈಗ ವನಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಅಂತ ಒಂದು ಹೆಣ್ಣು ಮಕ್ಕಳ ಸಂಘಟನೆಯನ್ನು ಕಟ್ಟಿ ಬೆಳೆಸಿದ್ವಿ.
ಸುಮಾರು ಎಷ್ಟು ಜನ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ ಈ ಸಂಘಟನೆಯಲ್ಲಿ?
ಈಗ 120 ಜನರಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ನಾವು ಕೆಲಸ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇರೋದು ತರಕಾರಿ ನಾಟಿ ಬೀಜ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಣೆಯ ಕೆಲಸ ಆಗಿರೋದ್ರಿಂದ ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಭೂಮಿ ಬೇಕೇ ಬೇಕು. ಇರೋರೆಲ್ಲ ಕೃಷಿಕ ಗೃಹಿಣಿಯರು.
ಸೊ ದೇ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆರ್ಗನೈಸೇಷನ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವನಸ್ತ್ರೀ, ವಿಚ್ ನೌ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ 120 ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ವನಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಮೇನ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಎಂಪವರ್ಸ್ ವಿಮನ್ ಇನ್ collecting the seeds and the preserving the seeds and giving a little market about that, so which indirectly gives the women, they are housewife, it gives a financial support as well as a psychological strength so that they know they are independent. And for this, fortunately, one, all men are they are supporting them, so that is a good point we have here. And about Vanastri and its development and about me, I'm very happy and feel content that we are doing something and which is recognizing now.
Vanastri has a program of training women to take up the kind of work the organization is doing with workshops, internships and fairs like the one we attended. The sights, sounds and the smells of the Mela seem to have attracted quite a bit of Bangalore's population. As we left, we could see more and more people entering the stalls and the store shelves being emptied.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this story of women. I'm Indu Ramesh saying goodbye from Bangalore, India with Smita Ramanathan and Emma Ramurthy.
To hear the Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org or check out Wings Radio on Facebook. Thank you to all our supporters, including your local radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, author of the book Forgiving, A Feminist Criticism of Exchange. The Wing Sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.